Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. It's the podcast that you're listening to right now. The first word is beef, B-E-E-F. It is the first form. It is a noun from the 13th century. One, the flesh. Good start. The flesh of an adult domestic bovine as a steer or cow used as food. Two, A, an ox, cow, or bull in a full-grown or nearly full-grown state, especially a steer or cow fattened for food, as in Quality Texas beeves. So that looks like it's the one of the plural forms is B-E-E-V-E-S. The other plural form is just adding an S. Also, as in a herd of good beef. To be, a dressed carcass of a beef animal. Number three, muscular flesh. Synonym is brawn. And then number four is the synonym complaint. Like, I got a beef with you, buddy. I'm not going to get into this. I'm just going to mention it once at the beginning of this episode. I have mentioned in the past I am vegan, so, you know, I'm putting aside my personal feelings on this word and most of the words in this episode, but, you know, just wanted to throw that out there. The etymology of this says it is from Anglo-French B-E-O-F or B-E-F, which means ox or beef, from the Latin bove, that's a prefix, or bos, which means head of cattle, and there's more at the word cow. There is a picture, actually two pictures, of the various cuts of beef. That would be for the 2B definition. I'll list them, but I'm not going to describe where they are. You can, if you're curious, you can find this somewhere. Let's see. Number one is a shank. Number two, round with rump and shank cut off. Number three, rump. Number four, sirloin. Five, short loin. Six, flank. Seven, rib. Eight, chuck. Nine, plate. 10, brisket. 11, shank. Oh, and that was on the one side, and then the other side. Those are the retail cuts. The first ones were the wholesale cuts. So then on the retail cuts, A is heel pot roast, B is round steak, C is rump roast, B is sirloin steak, E is pin bone steak, F is short ribs, G is porterhouse, H is T-bone, I, club steak, J, flank steak, K, rib roast, L, blade rib roast, M, plate, N, brisket, O, crosscut shank, P, arm pot roast, Q, boneless neck, and R is blade roast. But I do recommend that everybody try some vegan meats. There is a whole lot of good ones out there. Now we have the second form of beef. It is a transitive verb from 1860. To increase or add substance, strength, or power to, usually used with the word up, as in money to beef up its staff of professional economists. And that is a quote from John Fisher. That was the transitive verb. Now we have the intransitive definition. Synonym is complain, just like in the other one. As in, always beefing about something. Now we have beefalo, B-E-E-F-A-L-O. It is a noun from 1973. Any of a breed of beef cattle developed in the U.S. that is genetically 3/8 North American bison and 5/8 domestic bovine. So this is a combination of beef and buffalo. It is a beefalo. Next is beefcake. Noun from 1949. A usually photographic display of muscular male physiques. Also, a man of the type featured in such a display or such men in general. Compare to the synonym cheesecake. I have a feeling that's the opposite of beefcake. Where would I put myself? Probably leaning towards the cheesecake side. Every time I hear the word beefcake, I think of the South Park episode where Cartman wants to be a beefcake. Next we have beef cattle, two words, noun from 1758. A cattle, no, there's no letter A, it just says cattle, developed primarily for the efficient production of meat and marked by capacity for rapid growth, heavy, well-fleshed body and stocky build. Next is beef eater, one word. I learned about this one a while ago, and I was pretty interested, but you'll learn about it now. This is a noun from 1671. Number one, a yeoman, I'm not sure of the pronunciation of that, Y-E-O-M-A-N, a yeoman of the guard that forms part of the English monarch's train on state occasions. Number two, a warder of the Tower of London uniformed like a beefeater. So there's beefeater gin, and on the label they have a picture of one of these guards in their beefeater uniform. And I visited London years ago, and I went to the Tower of London. This was actually when the Icelandic volcano erupted, and I was actually stuck in London. Let me see if I can pronounce the Icelandic volcano is Eyjafjallajökull, something like that. And I went to the Tower of London, which was not on the original schedule, but because I was stranded, I went. And there are these guys walking around in this beefeater costume. And it's not a costume, it's their uniform. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And then they made gin? I don't know the connection of that. Anyway, now we have bee, fly, two words. Well, it's a paradox. It's an oxymoron. Bee fly? It is a noun from 1751. Ooh, my wife just set down a plate of vegan donuts next to me because she's taking a picture, because today is the 30th anniversary of the first episode airing of Twin Peaks. And of course, coffee and donuts are a big part of that show. Anyway, bee fly, noun from 1751, any of a family of dipteran flies, many of which resemble bees. And the family name is Bombylidae, Bombylidae. I'm sure I butchered that pronunciation. Next is beef steak, not beef cake, beef steak. It is a noun from circa 1706, a steak of beef, usually from the hindquarter. Next is beefsteak tomato, two words, noun from 1869, a very large globe-shaped red tomato with dense flesh. Next is, I think this will be the last episode. No, the last word of the episode, beef stroganoff. Beef is the normal word, second word, capital S-T-R-O-G-A-N-O-F-F. It is a noun from 1932. Beef sliced thin and cooked in a sour cream sauce. This is probably from stroganoff, with a V at the end instead of two Fs, which is the surname of a prominent line of Russian nobility. So, I think I am going to have to pick... I'm going to pick bee fly as the word of the episode. I hope you are all doing well. Let's see. Today is April 12th. So I screwed up these holidays. I was actually accidentally looking at March. So I had to do some pickups, some editing to fix my mistakes. I hope they went unnoticed, but then I just told you about them now. Today's Easter Sunday, which, you know, some people celebrate. So that is it. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer reading the dictionary. Also, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.